Well, there still seems to be hope on Capitol Hill that a Senate House Conference Committee can finalize a new farm bill early this week, as farm bill conferees have been summoned back to Washington by this morning for possible action on the bill. House Committee Chair Frank Lucas has had ongoing talks on the possibility of an agreement reaching the floor this week. Matter of fact, House Majority Leader Eric Cantor has included the Farm Bill Conference report on his schedule for possible consideration on Wednesday. Where nearly 100 groups representing farmers, ranchers, consumers, and other rural and small town interests have written to the Farm Bill Conference Committee urging them to protect the country of origin labeling law when they finalize the 2014 Farm Bill. Donna Noman says rumors are running rapid that there could be some changes to the COOL program.
There have been various threats to COOL, including some things that would potentially repeal COOL. Then there has been a proposal that would remove country of origin labeling and require it to be studied. And there's even now some language being proposed that would put a label on our beef that says North, a product of North America, and it could be anything from Mexico, Canada, or the United States.
Well, American Soybean Association's head Ray Gasser said the ASA is taking its message against EPA's proposed rollback of renewable fuel standards straight to the White House. Gasser charges the EPA won't listen to his organization's appeals to boost the biodiesel RFS to 1.28 billion gallons. And also it's important for the corn industry to continue to have higher levels as well. He says the president has supported renewable fuels in the past. They're hoping he'll follow through here in the future.
And that's a message that also that we have sent to the White House, that he has been very supportive of renewable fuels in the past. And we would like for him to continue that support.
Well, dairy exports certainly have been strong over the last couple of seasons, and that looks like a possibility here again in 2014. Corey Geiger, who is the chief editor for Hordes Dairymen, says supplies are tight throughout the world.
Supplies are definitely tight. That's really occurring throughout the globe right now. Every 2 weeks, there's a trade in New Zealand, and their prices and the U.S. prices are almost identical, and that's a very unusual circumstance. That really points to how tight the world market is. The other thing is, there's never been a point in time where cheese, dry powder, dried down milk, and butter are all over $2 at the same time, and we're almost having that occur for 2 months in a row.
And right now, we continue to be strong on the dairy front. You've got block cheese at $2.31 a pound, barrels $2.27.5 per pound, and AA butter is at $1.89, class 3 prices. January up 13 to $21.05, February up 10 to $22.43, and March up 2 to $20.46. Board of Trade, corn up fractionally, March $4.29 a bushel, May $4.35 and one quarter of a cent. Beans for March up 7 and 3 quarters to $12.86, May at $12.70 and 3 quarters of a cent, and March wheat drops back to $5.66. Livestock, fed cattle market, choice beef steers and heifers to $1.26, Holstein steers to $1.14, slaughter cows, cutter and utilities, $84 to $98, atop at $102, most of the slaughter cows, $64 to $83, replacement bull calves, $155 to $220, heifer calves, $60 to $165, your butcher hogs, $60 to $72, with both feeder lambs and market lambs, $170 and down. And that's your lowdown on the ag front. I'm Mike Austin for WSAU News.